So we continue reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 3. And we'll be reading from 195. Yeah? So the chapter 3 of Madhya Lila is entitled Lord Chaitanya at the House of Advaita Acharya. We'll just read the translations of the previous texts and then chant the one on board responsibly. Because I am the lowest among men, I shall not be able to see you. How shall I maintain my sinful life? The Lord replied to Haridas Thakur, please check your humility. Just seeing your humility very much agitates my mind. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assured Haridas Thakur that he would place a petition before Lord Jagannath and that he would certainly take him there to Jagannath Puri. After that, Advaita Acharya respectfully requested Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to show him mercy by remaining another 2 or 4 days. It's very interesting how in Bengal they say 2 or 4, 3 or 5. It's never like 2 or 3, 4 or 5. It's a little strange. I can't figure it out. Why is that? They only go for either even or odd numbers. I guess we'll have to ask some Bengali what's that tradition connected to. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never violated the request of Advaita Acharya, therefore he remained at his home and did not leave immediately for Jagannath Puri. Lord Chaitanya's decision was received very happily by Advaita Acharya, Mother Sachi, and all the devotees. Advaita Acharya celebrated every day with a great festival. During the day, the devotees discussed subject matters concerning Krishna, and at night, there was a great festival of congregational chanting at the house of Advaita Acharya. Mother Sachi cooked with great pleasure, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with the devotees, accepted the prasadam with great pleasure. And text 203 on board, translation prepared by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In this way, all the opulences of Advaita Acharya, his faith, devotion, home, riches, and everything else were successfully utilized in the worship of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport. Advaita Acharya was an ideal example for all household devotees in his reception of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, and in his execution of a daily festival at his home. If one has the proper means and wealth, he should occasionally invite the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, who are engaged in preaching all over the world, and hold a festival at home simply by distributing prasadam and talking about Krishna during the day and holding congregational chanting for at least 3 hours in the evening. The procedure must be adopted in all centers of the Krishna consciousness movement. Thus, they will daily perform Sankirtan Yajna. In Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32, the daily performance of Sankirtan Yajna is recommended for the sage Yajna Sankirtana Prayare Jantihi Sumeda Saham. One should worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his 4 associates, the Panchatattva, by distributing prasadam and holding congregational chanting. Indeed, that yajna or sacrifice is most recommended in this age of Kali. In this age, other yajnas are not possible to perform, but this yajna can be performed everywhere and anywhere without difficulty. So today is also an appearance day of Ramanujacharya. And he is very significant for us because he's been the very first Acharya who laid the foundation of Vaishnavism after India has been severely damaged by Shankaracharya's Advaita Vedanta philosophy. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Ki Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. And so, he was the very first and foundational Acharya. And somehow, today we are reading about the extended farewell party for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the house of Advaita Acharya. It's quite interesting that they wanted him to stay. You know, like he took sannyas, they said, okay, now you stay with us and we'll celebrate your sannyas perpetually. Lord Chaitanya was not really happy with that proposal. He said, what people will say, what kind of sannyas is that? He just took sannyas and then you celebrate your acceptance of sannyas till the end of your life. What kind of principle is that? And then he said, yeah, I cannot like stay at home with my close associates and friends like that. And then, of course, it was all primarily inspiration of Mother Sachi. And then finally, as we know, she gives in. She says, okay, that he can move to Puri, which is not very far away. So in this way, we'll get to hear news about him. And Lord Chaitanya is somewhat pacified by this idea, okay? At least I won't be staying at home after sannyas. And he wants to go, but they say, no, now we have to celebrate that decision as well. Let's continue the festival. And so the festival in the house of Advaita Acharya continues non-stop. And it's quite amazing. I mean, of course, Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Lord, but if they wanted to, they could just continuously celebrate. You know, it's like nobody works, nobody does nothing. Everybody has luxurious feast every day. And somehow, you know, they never ran out of stocks. And, yeah, I mean, we might think, oh, is that the, what do you call it, author's imagination or what they call it, that, you know, exaggeration. But if we look at ISKCON functioning worldwide, it's like Prabhupada said, we have hundreds of thousands of people, nobody works. I mean, temple devotees, right? Of course, they serve Krishna, but nobody makes money, everybody spends money, and somehow it's all maintained for more than 50 years. So that's the proof, Prabhupada said. Prabhupada actually was very proud of it. He said, we are spending, I don't know, he was quoting some serious numbers, right? Especially talking to Indians. He said, we're spending so much money. You know, people don't make that much as we spend. And, of course, that was kind of producing some jealousy. But for Prabhupada, it was just, see, the proof of the power of the Supreme Lord. He can provide everything, no limits. And so then finally Lord Chaitanya will go to Jagannath Puri. We'll have those chapters in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it's quite amazing that the story of Ramanujacharya, and not his life story, but the story of Ramanujacharya's connection with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also began at Jagannath Puri. And this is what Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes in his Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. So this is chapter 15, which describes Sri Vaikunthapur, Rudradvip, and Pulin. And so Nityananda Prabhu speaks to Jiva Goswami. There is one more confidential story. Ramanujacharya once came to Puri and pleased the Lord with many prayers. Jagannath appeared before him and said, "Go and see Navadvip Dham, for I will soon appear there in the house of Jagannath Mishra. The entire spiritual sky is situated within one corner of Navadvip, my very dear abode. As my eternal servant and leading devotee, you should see Navadvip. Let your students who are absorbed in Dasya Rasa stay there, stay here while you go. Any living being who does not see Navadvip has been born uselessly." It's amazing that students, disciples will be bereft of the mercy, but Lord wants Ramanujacharya to do something very confidential, as we'll learn. Just one portion of Navadvip contains Rangakshetra, Sri Venkata, Tirupati, and Yadava Achala. O son of Keshava, go to Navadvip and see the form of Gauranga. You have come to the earth to teach bhakti, so let your birth be successful with the mercy of Gaura. From Navadvip, go to Kurmasthan and join again with your disciples. So we can understand that Ramanujacharya's successful preaching was only because he got the blessing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. With folded hands, Ramanuja submitted to Jagannath. "In your narration, you have mentioned Gaurachandra, but exactly who he is, I don't know." I mean, it was more than 1,000 years ago, right? He had no idea who is Gaurachandra. So Jagannath is telling him about Gaurachandra, but he never heard of him. The Lord mercifully replied to Ramanuja, "Everyone knows Krishna, the Lord of Goloka. That Krishna, whose Vilasamurti is Narayan, is the Supreme Truth, and he resides in Vrindavan. That Krishna is fully manifest in a form of Gaura Hari, and that Vrindavan is fully manifest in a form of Navadvip Dham. I eternally reside as Lord Gauranga in Navadvip, the topmost abode in the universe. By my mercy, that Dhamma has come within Bhumandala, yet it remains without a scent of Maya. This is the verdict of scripture. If you say that Navadvip is part of the material world, then your devotion will dwindle day by day. I have placed the spiritual abode within the material world by my desire and inconceivable energy. Simply by reading scriptures, one will not get the highest truth, for the highest truth surpasses all reasoning power. Only the devotees can understand it by my mercy." Hearing this, the sober-minded Ramanuja was agitated with love for Gauranga. He said, "Lord, your pastimes are truly astounding. The scriptures cannot know your opulences. Why isn't Gauranga Lila clearly described in the scriptures? When I closely examine the Shruti and Puranas, I find only some hint of the Gaura Tattva. After hearing your instructions, my doubts are gone, and the sweet mellows of Gauranga pastimes have arisen in my heart. If you order me, after going to Navadvip, I will preach Gaura Lila throughout the three worlds. So we can see Ramanuja is getting really fired up here. He's ready to forsake his tradition, and he's ready to preach Gauranga Mahaprabhu's glories now. Not only in this world, but throughout the three worlds, so we can understand he was ready to hit the space travels as well. I will give people evidence from the hidden scriptures and establish devotion service to Gauranga throughout the universe. Please instruct me. Pretty interesting, right? Universal scale of Acharya's thinking, like Prabhupada was with one disciple, and that disciple said, it's quite amazing how you're thinking of the entire planet. You want to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world so strongly, and it happens by your desire. And Prabhupada looked at him, he said, entire planet? I want to spread Krishna consciousness all over the universe. And disciple just couldn't believe it. Wow. Prabhupada's actually thinking of the universal scale. So, and yeah, Ramanujacharya is also thinking of universe, not just this planet. This is thinking big. As we know, Prabhupada was always saying about himself, he could never stop thinking big. And so we can really see how big Acharyas are thinking, not just the whole world, but whole universe. Please instruct me, seeing Ramanuja's eagerness, Jagannath said, Ramanuja, do not broadcast like this. Keep the confidential pastimes of Gauranga secret. Only after Gauranga has finished his pastimes will the general public receive them. For now, preach Dasya Rasa while in your heart. Worship Gauranga constantly. Taking the Lord's advice, Ramanuja secretly cultured his attraction for Navadvip so that Gauranga's pastimes were not revealed prematurely. Lord Narayan then led Ramanuja here to Vaikunthapur and mercifully showed Ramanuja his transcendental form served by Sri, Bhu and Nila. Ramanuja considered himself fortunate to obtain darshan of his worshipable Lord when suddenly he saw the Lord assume the enchanting form of Gaurasundara, the son of Jagannath Mishra. Ramanuja swooned at the brilliance of the form. Then Gauranga put his lotus feet on the head of Ramanuja, who was thus divinely inspired and recited prayers of praise. I must see Gaura's actual Lila on earth. I can never leave Navadvip. Gauranga said, O son of Keshava, your desire will be fulfilled. When the Nadia pastimes will be revealed in the future, you will take birth here again. Gauranga disappeared and Ramanuja, contented, resumed his journey. After some days, he arrived at Kurmasthan and saw the place with his disciples. During his life, he preached Dasya Rasa throughout South India, while internally he was absorbed in Gaura Lila. By Gauranga's mercy, he took birth in Navadvip as the devotee named Sri Ananta. He went to Balabhacharya's house and saw the marriage of Lakshmi, Priya and Gauranga. So Ramanujacharya also takes part in Gaura Lila, we can understand. And so he was establishing the foundation for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So without foundation, house cannot stand. And Dasya is really a foundation that we cannot really understand higher levels of devotion, such as Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, without Dasya. So that's the foundation which Ramanujacharya built. And this was the reason why Lord said, do not preach Gaura. glories of Gauranga Mahaprabhu now. Just do your job. And so we are very grateful to him for all his work. Because all these acharyas, we understand, are the humble servants of the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Ramanujacharya was saying that the glories of Gauranga Mahaprabhu are not clearly described in scriptures. As we know, he's Channa avatar, hidden incarnation, and that's why there are indications of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission and his descriptions in different places, but unless one understands whom the scripture is talking about, unless one knows Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's not easy to spot it out. And of course, the biggest verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, of course, for all Vaishnavas, Bhagavatam is the most important scripture. The verse which clearly glorifies Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and describes his mission. Srila Prabhupada quotes many times, including in today's purport. I'm sure that most of you know this verse by heart. Krishna varnam tvisha krishnam sangapanga staparshadam yagyai sankirtana prayai yajantihi sumedasaha. So he belongs to Krishna Varna. He is in the same category as Krishna, but he is Akrishnam. He is not dark. He has light or golden color. Sangha Pangasta Parshadam. And he is surrounded by his associates, by his weapons. And Yagyai Sankirtan prayer, that he is always engaged in Yagya Sankirtan, Sankirtan Yagya. And Yajanti Hi Sumedasaha, that only the most intelligent people worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So congratulations. You are the most intelligent people, according to the definition of Srimad Bhagavatam. And why? Because Sankirtan Yagya is the ripened fruit of all Vedic Yagyas, right? For example, Narad Muni is the greatest saint and sage in the universe, and what is he doing? He's just engaged in Sankirtan Yagya throughout the universe, just chanting the holy names. So, and Yagya is the most foundational process of spiritual development. As we know, it's been recommended from the very beginning in Bhagavad Gita, from chapter 3 onwards, yagyartat karmanon yatra lokoyam karma bandhanaha, that one should perform yagyas for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord, otherwise one will be bound by the results of one's karma. One will become conditioned. And so, Mukta Sangha Samachara, that yagya allows one to be liberated from material conditioning. And, of course, this is not the only benefit of the yagya, because next text explains Saha yagya praja shrishta puravacha prajapatihi anena prasavishya tvam esavoshtvishtva kamadhuk. Krishna says, the Lord of all creations in the beginning sent forth generations of men and demigods together with yagya and said, be thou happy by the performance of this yagya, because it will allow you to fulfill all the desires and achieve liberation. So, yagyas are fulfilling everybody's desire, and at the end, everybody achieves liberation. It's like perfect, right? That all your desires become fulfilled. This is why you came to this material world. Try it out. Is there any happiness here? So you've got every happiness you wanted, but because you have higher taste, you lost interest in that happiness, and then automatically you become liberated. So it's like you get the best of the material and spiritual worlds by the process of yagya. So that's why yagya is considered to be the topmost process given by the topmost avatar of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we can see that. For example, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, practically at the same time, global changes have started on the planet, because Renaissance started in Europe. I'm sure many of you have been to Italy, for example, Florence. It's amazing. I mean, Jai Shri Radha Gokulananda Sitaram Lakshmana Hanuman Shri Gaura Nitayaki Jai. All these pieces of architecture, all these buildings, I remember once we went to Villa Vrindavana, and we took EasyJet flight, which landed in Pisa airport. And so we thought, okay, let us go and see Pisa Leaning Tower. And we had instruments, so we've done Harinam around Pisa Tower. They told us, don't come too close to the Pisa Tower. Stay a little bit away from it. But there are like so many tourists. And many Indians were there. They were like very surprised to see Harinam around Pisa Tower. But I never saw it before. And for me, it's like two towers there. And it's like you look at it and you cannot believe it's the creation of human beings. Looks like aliens created these structures. It's like pure marble and such huge things, and really amazing work of art. And so all these creations that Pisa Tower was created earlier, but I mean, all the buildings in Florence, etc., most of them, they were created during the Renaissance time. And Renaissance means suddenly so many people got this deep inspiration to glorify God through the art, through the architecture, or whatever, out of the blue. They just wanted to do something outstanding for God. And this was at the same time when Lord Chaitanya was developing his mission. So we can understand that presence of Lord Chaitanya on the planet affected the whole world. And then we can see that when Srila Prabhupada came to the West, and the planet was really, really materialistic. I've heard that our Govinda's restaurant at the Soho Street, Janet Iverwood told me, is historically the first still functioning vegetarian restaurant in London. Can you imagine? Nowadays there are so many. But there were times when they won't have no vegetarian restaurants, right? And then it all started with Govinda's. And so, yeah, we can understand that devotees were pioneers in many, many ways. And now the whole world is changing rapidly. I mean, but this situation is changing even more rapidly. But, I mean, things like vegetarian, vegan, healthy lifestyle, no smoking, no drinking, it becomes normal for people, which was not normal just a few decades ago, before Prabhupada started preaching his mission. So we can see that Sankirtan Yajna has such an amazing purifying potency that the whole planet has changed in so many ways. Of course, apparently the Lord was not happy with the speed of the change, so he decided to put some acceleration in place right now. Because it's quite interesting how Srila Prabhupada discusses that before Krishna appeared in the prison house of Kamsa from Vasudeva and Devaki. And as we know, Devaki was given birth to six Garbhasuras, right? Six children who were killed by Kamsa. And acharyas are explaining the esoteric meaning of this pastime, that these six Garbhasuras, they are six anarthas which have to be destroyed before Krishna actually can appear in the heart. And as we know, these are kama, krodha, loba, moha, mada, matsarya, in Sanskrit, lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, envy. And so Kamsa is killing these children of Devaki one after another because he is thinking any of these children can kill me. So Kamsa, acharyas are explaining and Prabhupada's explaining, is fear personified. And so Kamsa is serving this very good purpose, actually, by killing these six Garbhasuras and creating a situation in which Krishna and Balaram can take birth. And so, actually, Srila Prabhupada explains that fear is a very good thing. Because if people are fearful, and you can see that in practical life, if people are fearful, they don't do nonsense, right? They're very careful. That's why we say God-fearing people, right? God-fearing people means they don't do any nonsense, right? And so, yes, the Sankirtan Yajna gave all these benefits. I mean, people went crazy. How much enjoyment is there on the planet? I mean, it never stops. Everybody started living like kings. Before, how many people could afford, you know, any types of fruits from anywhere on the planet? And you don't even have to pay much. It's like a few pennies. And you can get anything from anywhere on the planet, right? So, because people had those desires, naturally, to enjoy. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them it all, right? But now they went too much into that sense gratification. So now it has to be balanced. So they had to be scared. So now this situation. So we can see that everything is part of Krishna's plan. Because fear purifies consciousness and stops people from committing sinful activities. And so now the more people are afraid and suffering, of course, it's like the amount of sinful activities definitely decreased all over the world right now because so many people are suffering and other people are afraid and they stay at home. They don't want to do anything. You know, it's like bars, pubs, everything's closed. By order, all the sinful activities have been postponed. And so we can understand that, of course, Lord Chaitanya's golden age is for 10,000 years, but now we're at the dawn of the golden age, and so it's interesting to see what's happening on the planet at the dawn of the golden age. And these are wonderful times to be alive. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, after seeing this, I don't even mind leaving my body. Because now I know that the golden age will be rapidly developing on the planet. All right, any questions? Of course, we want to still live a little longer to see more of it, right? That's why we need to be a little careful with this situation because, as some people in Russia are saying, that I have no fear of death, but I don't want to be present there when it happens. Right?